Now that you have a clear idea about why you should migrate to TFS 2010, let's briefly discuss your options for migration and deployment. You can do it yourself, you can select a packaged offering from a partner, or you can work with a partner to develop a customized migration plan with you. If you're fully confident with your internal resources for migrating Visual SourceSafe to TFS 2010, you may be in a position to do the migration yourself. If you're in a position where you are considering leveraging the experience and skills of a Microsoft partner to do the migration, you'll find that many partners have pre-designed packaged offerings that will fit your migration needs. And of course, you may have qualified internal resources for migrating Visual SourceSafe to TFS 2010, but you may prefer to collaborate with a Microsoft partner in order to leverage their experience and understanding of migrations to validate your plan and assist your team with your migration. No matter which path you may be considering, why don't you check out our video, How to Migrate Visual SourceSafe to TFS 2010, which describes in detail the Visual SourceSafe to TFS 2010 migration process. So, as you have seen, TFS, when used just for version control, is not so very different from using Visual SourceSafe. With very few exceptions, all of the features of Visual SourceSafe are available in TFS, and TFS provides many more features that are not available in Visual SourceSafe. Benefits such as using SQL Server for storage ensures data integrity, scalability, reliability, low maintenance, and high performance, which makes life faster and easier for developers, so you can spend more time developing and less time managing source code. You should also consider reviewing the white paper, Upgrading Visual SourceSafe to Team Foundation Server 2010, which is another great resource to help you decide which migration path you should take.